the morning. Wake up, turn it up, up, up.
Get up!
More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Post FM.
Ben White, WA Treasurer, set to quit after the next election. That's happening in March next year, by the way. Mm. That was the other takeaway from that story, is that we've got a state election due in a year's time. White also looks after Aboriginal Affairs, Lands and Finance, and is stepping down for family reasons. So,
okay.
There you go. Changes at the top, it seems.
Yes.
And was there some weather yesterday?
Crazy.
I mean, obviously not
here.
Where
did that come from?
Nothing around Mandurah, probably Rockingham, any?
It did. It went nuts for about maybe 15 minutes.
All right. So you actually got the serious stuff.
Yeah, well, not really. It poured down. That was about it. There wasn't much wind.
I don't even think we got rain. Like, it might have spat a little bit here.
We had a lot of rain, but that for about, like I said, 15 minutes and then nothing. And apparently in Perth it was going all night. There's power out and calls for help and crazy stuff going on.
Mostly in the northern parts, from what I can tell. Some people, I saw on Facebook saying they got the most intense 5 minutes of rain they'd had in ages. It was sideways. Yeah. I saw some amazing
It was
pictures.
Intense. But, yeah, obviously up in Perth it must have been a lot
I think that
a lot worse.
The Mitchell was down to a lane at one stage. I saw a car crushed by a tree.
Wow.
It was the apocalypse, and here I was here contemplating a visit to the beach.
Yeah.
Which didn't happen.
Well, we might get it the next couple of days. If it's on its way down, maybe it'll pass through Perth and head on down here and...
Maybe.
Don't know.
They're still forecasting all that kind of stuff for the next couple of days, so anything could happen.
It'll make its way.
It always made me laugh, though, because, I mean, I've lived in Innaloo, Woodvale and then Ocean Reef before I moved here, and my folks in Thornley always got different weather to wherever we were north of the river.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I don't reckon they got touched by any of it either. So, anyway, if you've got some interesting photos, feel free to share.
Yeah.
Everyone else seems to have done that. That's the good thing about Facebook, at least. You know,
whenever something weather related happens, there's always photos.
We are onto it big time.
Everyone loves a weather chat.
Nikki and Demello's three things you need to know.
All right, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Mandurah Forum is the spot to be on Saturday, because that is where Heat 2 of Coast Factor will be happening. This is showcasing 11 to 17-year-old singing talent.
Yep.
If you want to register and be a part of it, this is your last chance to get in before the final action happens at Crabfest, of course. So go to the website and register, coastlive.com.au. Amazing cash and prizes.
Yep, it's going to be awesome down there as well. If you don't want to, like, be singing down there, you can just come down to Mandurah Forum on Saturday morning and check out the talent while you go shopping or something.
Do you want a little sample from
Heat 1? I would love one.
This is Indie.
Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Right there, you can see why she was a finalist.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. That's all happening. Coastlive.com.au, 10:30 Saturday for Heat 2 at the Forum. Today's Teal Ribbon Day, which
Teal
is
Ribbon Day.
For ovarian cancer.
Yeah, right.
And they're making today a giving day. It means if you donate to the cause to support people impacted by ovarian cancer, it'll be matched by the sponsors.
Oh, that's good,
so
isn't it?
So there you go. This will go to sort of I read someone might even have tripled your donation. Anyway.
That's good.
Ovariancancer.net.au for details about that. And today is also Ash Wednesday, which is not related to bushfires. In this instance, it's the start of Lent.
Yes.
And that means we are racing towards Easter, people.
Oh, God, I know.
I know. Of course, the other way that you may know that's happening is the appearance of the Cadbury cream egg in supermarkets. That's always a good way to tell.
The eggs are already out.
Oh, they've been around for a while, but we're definitely topical now.
Since what, Boxing Day, I think they came
pretty
out,
much,
didn't they?
Maybe even before. For those that don't know, of course, the fondant in the cream egg, of course, traditionally symbolises the deliciousness of Jesus.
That's what he was known for, his deliciousness.
Pretty sure that's how it goes. So yesterday, while Perth was copping end of days type weather, I was watching even more random event action unfolding in Sydney, where three baboons were loose in the inner west. Apparently,
how hilarious.
I know. How funny was the story? Apparently, they were being transported to Royal Prince Alfred so one of them could get the snip.
Yes.
And he was like, I'm not interested in that.
He was like, let's break out, guys. We are not doing this.
Between the three of us, we could do this. And they got loose. Apparently, we're trying to blend in with the locals.
Blend in.
Unsuccessfully, I think you'll find.
How funny.
They were rounded out without any harm. Many reactions to it, including one from my Facebook friend who reckoned, they hadn't seen so many red bottoms in Sydney since Mardi Gras.
It's coming up as well.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's a publicity stunt.
Maybe.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Please welcome our entertainment eagle. I was going to be Echidna, but I've gone with Eagle. Nikki Parkinson.
I like that. Mm. Chris Evans, aka Captain America, is reportedly in talks to start in the upcoming adaptation of Little Shop of Horrors.
Really?
Now he would be playing the role of dentist Oren Scrivello, who Steve Martin played back in 1986 in the big screen version, and famously sung this song.
You'll be a dentist. You have a talent.
Maybe there's a side to Chris Evans we don't know.
Hilarious. Yeah, I'm not sure how he can take over from Steve Martin, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Billy Porter and Lady Gaga already attached to the project, while Taron Egerton and Scarlett Johansson are also reportedly in talks to star in the movie. Massive cast is expected to start shooting in a few months. Now, Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible 7 has shut down production in Italy over coronavirus fears. Oh. The film had been scheduled to start a three-week shoot on Monday in Venice, but they've halted production out of an abundance of caution. 11 people, of course, have now died from the outbreak in Italy, with over 200 cases reported. Pretty scary stuff.
It is. Mind you, that's an odd way to put it, an abundance of caution.
It is a very odd statement, but there you go. Singer Duffy has today offered a shocking explanation for her 10-year absence from the music industry. Of course, she is famous for this 2008 hit.
You got me begging you for mercy. Why won't you release me?
So where's she been?
Well, apparently she has revealed in an Instagram post that she was drugged, raped and held captive over some days.
Really?
And this is what she's had to say. The truth is, and please trust me, I am safe and okay now. I was raped and drugged and held captive over some days. Of course I survived. The recovery took time. There's no light way to say it, but I can tell you in the last decade, after the thousands and thousands of days I committed to wanting to feel the sunshine in my heart again, the sun does now shine.
Wow.
So it feels like that happened to her a little while ago, perhaps, and she's finally now ready to talk about it. But I think there's an interview coming up soon that we're going to hear some more about that. But yeah, crazy stuff from Duffy.
Wow.
And of course, yesterday in the US, the Kobe Bryant Memorial was on at the LA Staples Center, with Alicia Keys and Beyonce both performing live. Beyonce started by singing XO, which she said was one of Kobe's favorite songs, and she also performed one of her biggest hits here, Halo.
Pretty emotional service all around, that one.
Yep. There was obviously tributes from Kobe's wife, Vanessa Bryant, Michael Jordan and Jimmy Kimmel, amongst others. So RIP Kobe and obviously everyone else who lost their lives in that crash. Yeah. Very sad.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.